Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Good morning. Today is Tuesday and this is STC's Foundations podcast. My name is Alan and today we'll be considering 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 6 to 8. The full reading for the day is verses 6 to 10 and you can hear that at the end of this thought. Before we jump into today's verse, I'd like to ask you a question. If you could change anything in your life, what would it be? A little bit more money? Easier kids? A flatter stomach, a boyfriend, a new car, a new job, healing for that long-standing illness, a little bit of direction, a way out of a tough situation, or a few more hours in the day. If you could change anything about your life, what would it be? Yesterday, we looked at Paul's instructions to those in slavery. To we who are under authority, live differently, stand out, show proper respect to your masters. And today, in verse 6, Paul continues, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." So, what would you change in your life? Maybe as you reflected on this question, you hit upon something big, a real area of discontent or pain. Maybe life's going okay and the change you thought of wasn't a biggie. But what does it mean to be content? And how does godliness fit in? "Well, God, there's so much in my life that I want to change. I'm feeling pretty discontent right now. But you say be content, so I guess I'll just put up and shut up and pretend that it doesn't matter. Oh, and while we're at it, I'll have a go at being a little bit more godly. I guess I'll try and be a little nicer and maybe smile a bit more, even if it is through gritted teeth." Now, I don't know about you, but this does not sound like great gain. And if this is Paul's advice, then I don't think I'm signing up. Paul, you've offered me no help whatsoever. Thanks. Or could there be a little bit more to Paul's words than this? I really hope so. So let's take godliness. Godliness can sound like it's something that we do. A list of things that we should be, that we need to work hard at. Just another thing on the tick list. Remember to buy onions. Tick. Be more like God. Tick. Put the recycling bin out. Tick. But that's not what the word means. Godliness here means reverence, devotion. It's the heart response to the things of God. It's awe. It's thankfulness, it's heartfelt, and it's God-prompted. It's that moment when you glimpse the power of God. It's that moment when you are overwhelmed by his love. It's that moment when you experience his grace and forgiveness, when you know it deep in your heart, not just intellectually. It's that moment when you know, when you really know, that he has got you and he won't let go. We know that in this life we will suffer hardship and persecution. We know that becoming a Christian doesn't give us a pass to miss out on suffering, heartache and pain. In fact, Jesus tells us that this is exactly what it is that we're going to face as Christians. Godliness speaks of our connection with the Father, our awareness of his presence, his faithfulness and his care. Godliness is our source of comfort, joy and strength through the toughest of trials. Godliness is our call to God, to sit at his feet before anything else, to seek his presence and to be filled with his glorious spirit. And if that's what godliness is, then contentment no longer means that we have to put up and shut up and pretend that it doesn't matter. No, instead contentment is knowing that we have what God wants us to have, no more, no less. Contentment is knowing that we are on track, following where he leads, doing his will. Contentment is trusting that the Father knows what he is doing and that he is faithful and trustworthy. And this isn't about putting up and shutting up. This isn't just about trudging on through the hardship of life with a different perspective. Because contentment is still able to cry out in the Garden of Gethsemane, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." As we accept Jesus into our lives, we accept his invitation into relationship with the Father, deep, intimate, and life-changing. And to meet with our Father means giving over of our wants and our desires and our plans for our lives and receiving his life as a gift, perfectly made, tailored to us. To receive the Spirit means being strengthened and empowered to do his will, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. Let's pray. Father, I pray that today that we would come and that we would sit at your feet. Lord, that we would know your love and your presence and your pleasure over us. Father, in the hard times, I pray that we would have our eyes open to see you at work. Lord, our ears open to hear your reassurance. And Lord, our hearts open to follow, to trust you with all that we have. Fill us with your Spirit today as we wait on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our reading is 1 Timothy 6, verses 6 to 10. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Of God, I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down and surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.